time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, could be a folk song, could be a children's song, could be a familiar tune from the world of classical music even, and he recomposes that tune in the style of a particular classical composer. We get a listener on the phone whose job it is to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating, and Ken Gallant is joining us from Little Rock, Arkansas. Ken, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. And what's your musical background?
Well, I was a very bad piano player as a child.
And how are you now?
Non-existent, pretty much. I became a slightly better recorder player as an adult, but most of what I know about classical music I learned at my college radio station, and I did some classical programming and so forth there in the early 70s.
Oh, nice. Well, and these days you have a fine classical station in the Little Rock area, too, KLRE.
That's right.
Well, Ken, your job here, of course, to name the tune, if you can, and also try to figure out the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Are you ready for your piano puzzler?
Yes.
Here we go.
It's a funny one.
So, Ken, what do you think?
Well, I think since we're doing this in the summer, and my birthday happens to be June 21st, that tune is probably summertime.
Correct. It is.
Well, okay.
Okay, so we got the tune, even though the style was very different from George Gershwin.
Yes.
You got the tune. So what do you think about the composer whose style Bruce was mimicking there?
It sounded like so many different ones.
I think the tricky part here is that it's based on a particular piece.
Uh-huh.
I'm not surprised at that because the minor key... It sounded familiar, mm-hmm. but I couldn't quite... I thought I heard a hint of Beethoven in there.
Well, you could imagine that. And who else did you hear?
And I'm almost tempted to say Mozart.
I think you should say it.
Well, okay, then I will. And is it the Turkish Rondo?
No, but, well, that is a minor piece, too. And it's also slightly different than many of his other pieces.
When you say minor, you don't mean an unimportant.
I mean minor key.
Minor key.
Yeah,
minor key.
I know that much. Yeah.
I think Fred was accusing me of saying that. But Kerschel 310, which is not as catchy a name as the Turkish Rondo, mm-hmm. is a sonata in A minor that Mozart wrote right after his mother died.
Okay.
And it does have some of the drama that perhaps would make you think of Beethoven first, but it is mm-hmm. Mozart, and everything that happens in this little puzzler is based directly on Kerschel 310 of Mozart.
Okay.
Tell me about some of those musical quotes, Bruce.
Well, actually, the opening of the piece, that's the Mozart. And so I actually used that.
Mm-hmm.
And this, too, that basically is from the Mozart, but I just twisted it around so you can hear Summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. the actual modulations, the key changes, are exactly the same as in Mozart 310.
So mm-hmm. when you went from minor to major...
I did exactly what Mozart did. That's exactly his modulation. It happens to fit Summertime if you're willing to twist it around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But this is as close to being the Mozart sonata as I could get it to be. Of course, the sonata is much longer and many things occur that don't happen here.
Ken, you got the tune, you got the composer, you puzzled out the piano puzzler completely.
Well, thank you. It was fun.
Ken, what's your public radio station?
KLRE and KUAR.
Ken Gallant from Little Rock, Arkansas. Very glad to have you with us this week.
Well, thank you. It was fun.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.